All right, these have been a lot of fun lately. A person walks into a studio that we've never met before, and they tell us who they are and what they do. We have to try to find out if they're telling the truth or not. You can text in what you think on our text line, 92925. So far, I think Sam's doing the best, right?
I am failing.
And Nikki is
miserably
failing
at this. I have not been right, not one time.
Not one time.
But I love this game so much.
It is fun. Play along on our text line, 92925. So go ahead. Our special guest in Zen Studio. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Meg. I am a professional bridesmaid.
A professional bridesmaid.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, okay. So what does that
entail? What does it entail?
Yeah.
So basically, I work for a company that there's about 15 of us girls, women, and we are, I guess, I don't want to say leased out, but...
rented out?
Rented out to be professional bridesmaids. So we act as a personal assistant to the bride. It's kind of different from a wedding event planner or wedding coordinator, just in the sense that our main focus is the bride. So we help from start to beginning or start to end, and we help the bride.
Have you been in these weddings?
Yeah.
You're in the weddings.
It's so fun, yeah.
Isn't it weird being in a whole bunch of wedding albums that you have no personal connection to?
I don't see them, so it's okay. Okay.
So how many?
If it's not weird for them, it's not weird for
That's
me.
True, right?
How many weddings have you been in?
I've been doing this for about 2 years, so I'd say close to 20 now.
Why would a bride want to rent someone to be in their wedding?
Okay, so there's a few reasons. One, their actual bridesmaids, the ones that are their best friends, aren't really capable of taking them through the wedding planning, you know, beginning to end. So they want someone's opinion that knows all of the either traditions for their own culture or what's hot on
trendy,
you know, trendy mm-hmm. right now. So I've gone bridesmaids dress shopping. I've gone wedding dress shopping. I've helped them pick out different DJs. So there's a lot going into it.
Do people at the wedding know that you're hired?
Sometimes I kind of go incognito. That one's a little harder because I really have to pretend to know the bride
right.
and the groom. It's not just the bride that I have to pretend to know.
Right.
right.
But most of the time I'm kind of positioned as their helper. So I'm not going to be the maid of honor, the one that's okay. up there, you know, as the bride's best friend, but I'm part of the wedding party and I'm very much involved.
Have you ever had an issue with a bride? Like you ever had a disagreement or some sort of altercation?
I have definitely disagreed with some things that a bride has brought forth, but I try to keep myself as neutral as possible. I don't want to be too opinionated. It's their special day.
Do you get paid well for this?
Yeah. I might get about $2,000 for a wedding, but it depends on the duties too.
$2,000 so. For a wedding?
Yeah. Is this like an hourly rate? Do you charge like per wedding? Like how do you decide
so,
how much
I don't
you
know all the financials in depth because it's my boss that kind of takes care of that. But I do know that there's a flat fee. There's a flat fee that you pay. And then depending on the duties that I do. So I'll keep track of the duties. So if I have to help write a speech, if I have to go for their wedding dress, if I have to go look for the DJ or we go to venues sometimes, I've got to taste the food a few times. That was really good.
Nice. That would be amazing. Okay.
Interesting.
Are you single?
No, I'm married.
Okay. Do you go in character? I mean, do you make up names
yeah.
or are you as yourself?
No, I just go as myself.
Do you bring your husband to these weddings?
I was able to bring him to two so far because they allowed me to bring a guest.
Okay.
And I invited him. It's not really his thing though. So the other, I don't know, maybe three or four weddings that I was able to bring a guest, I brought one of my sisters.
We can't be the only ones who find this a little strange.
Yeah, like, just I know. I know.
Do you remain friends with any of these brides afterward?
Some. I mean, it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys don't remain friends with all the people that you interview, right? So yeah. There are some that I've stayed close with, but just because you spend such intimate time
Well, yeah, you're
with
in
them,
their wedding. It's wild.
But others, sometimes you're treated as the hired help. So sometimes I'm the hired help, and when the wedding's over, I go home.
Rude.
Do you wear your wedding ring when you go to these weddings?
If it matches the dress, yeah.
I'm just curious, like if anyone like what if a guy tries to hit on you or tries to make a move on you? Because you know how bridesmaids typically.
I can stand up for myself.
She's all business.
Not,
okay.
Yeah,
all business. Okay.
I can turn them away.
Sit down, Sam.
Yeah, seriously. Asking for a friend.
What
here.
Year do you think it is?
Can text us this morning 92925. Nikki, what do you think?
Okay, when you first came in and sat down, I was 100% sure you're lying that people don't pay for you to be in their weddings. I thought for sure there was no way. But as we're going through it and you're telling us all of the details, it sounds like you've got this figured out. It sounds like it makes sense. So I've never been right at this game yet, but I'm going to say that I think you're telling the truth.
Nikki, I'm with you. I think you know your stuff. You seem to know the industry very well. It's either you do something else in the industry and you're lying to us, but I think you know this really, really well. So I'm saying you're telling the truth.
At this point, I'm just going with whatever, like the opposite of what Nikki's thinking. This is so bad. This worked out well. Why someone would trust another person with a wedding planning is beyond me. Like in Montreal, like everyone wants to get involved, whether it's family or friends. I don't see the demand for this type of business. And I don't doubt that you've had experience in event planning and all that, and you've been to a lot of weddings, you know how it works, but I just don't think that there's a business for that in Montreal, and I just don't see it as a feasible.
You're calling her a liar?
I'm calling you a liar.
All right. Shame.
It's time to find out the truth.
I am not.
Oh my God!
Victory again!
No, I work in finance.
You're not even in event planning?
No, not even event planning.
Meg!
You're so good at your answers. You were quick. You knew everything so well.
Thank you.
You're a great liar. Wow.
Wowee.
Wow.
I don't trust you anymore.
And I'm like, she has like really nice long hair too. I'm like, I'm sure she like puts that up. And
I did that on purpose. Oh. I wore it down. I did my makeup.
Oh my God.
Okay, wow. So Sam, you're right again.
Well, what can I say? The gut never lies.
So are there actual professional bridesmaids out there?
I don't know if there are in Montreal, but there are in New York. The company I was speaking about does exist because I've done some research.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. You're good.
You're good, Meg. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.